From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Margaretha Vestager is the EU Competition Commissioner.
Apple now have to repay the benefits worth up to 13 billion euros plus interest.
Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook said he was confident the ruling would be overturned. Richard Murphy is the director of tax research.
Does it dent Apple's fortune? Not a lot. Does it really change the rate of return Apple is going to make on its European operations? No, not a lot. Will it prevent it investing in the future when there's people wanting to buy Apple products? No.
In Washington, U.S. officials worried that U.S. taxpayers could eventually bear the brunt of the decision. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The United Nations on Thursday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN humanitarian coordinator Jamie McGoldrick told reporters the figure could go even higher. This is VOA News.